Good morning. Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this second Sunday of Easter as we continue to celebrate the everlasting life and eternity that God has given us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and we celebrate that in the coming Sundays. Thank you for joining here and also online to worship together. God has given us another day to worship together with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven. It is because of his son Jesus Christ, who came and died for us and rose from the dead, that we have been able to be called children of God. So let us be thankful for that with a grateful heart. Let us worship God together. The announcements are listed. The regular ones are listed on the back of the second page in the bulletin. Please continue to follow that. The food bank ministry, please donate in cash and kind, and the books are available for sale. That will help our missions. The cooking class will be scheduled as we get volunteers, and the art class hopefully will have next month on May 20th, Saturday. And the third Thursday luncheon will be on this Thursday at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. Those who can join us for 1 p.m., please join for a time of fellowship and lunch. Our annual conference of the North Georgia Conference is scheduled for June 1st through the 3rd in Athens, Georgia, in the convention center there. Registration will start on May 7th. So those of you who plan to go, please register there. And more information will come as we progress through these weeks. Thank you for your continued faithful participation through your presence, gifts and service and prayers and witness through this church and also through the ministry that we are doing here in various ways. Let us be faithful to God for the opportunity that God has given us to do work in this area. So thank you for all of your support, and particularly those who join us through online. We thank you for your presence as well. We now take donations over our website. Many of you are using that, and it is good to see that. Continue to use that opportunity, which is very simple and it doesn't cost anything for you. So please go to our website, piedmontumc.com, and see what options you can use, including credit cards or debit cards or bank accounts, drafts, and all those items. Those are the announcements that I have. Are there any other announcements anyone have? If not, let us continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 318, Christ is Alive, verses 1, 2, and 5. Christ is alive, let Christians sing, his cross stands empty to the sky. Let streets and homes with praises ring, his love in death shall never die. Christ is alive, no longer comes to claim the here and now, and dwell in every place and time. Christ is alive and comes to bring good news to this and every age, till earth and all creation ring with joy, with justice, love, and praise. Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us as your children to come together and worship together in this place. We thank you for the manifold blessings that you shower upon us every day. You have been faithful to us even when we have not been faithful to you. We again thank you for the resurrection of Jesus Christ that you gave us through your Son so that we can have eternal life. He overcame death and opened to us the gate of eternity. The resurrection of your Son has given us new life and renewed hope. Lord, grant that we celebrate with joy the day of the resurrection and also the continued power that you have given us through the power of resurrection. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit with all the saints in this world and angels in heaven, Lord. We thank you for your grace that you shower upon this church and help us together to do this ministry here faithfully. Let your presence bless us and let your word fill us as we go from this place to be more powerful witnesses in the days to come. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It is our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. Which you can find on page 861. If you are able, please stand and follow Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise the Lord in the heights.
Praise the Lord, all his angels. Praise the Lord, all his hosts.
Praise the Lord, sun and moon. Praise the Lord, all shining stars.
Praise the Lord, highest heavens,
and all waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, who commanded and they were created,
who established them forever and ever,
and fixed their bounds which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and smoke, stormy wind, fulfilling God's command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds, kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, whose name alone is exalted, whose glory is above earth and heaven.
God has raised up a horn for his people.
Praise for all his faithful ones, for the people of Israel who are near their God. Praise the Lord. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Now we come together as a church with our prayers, sharing our prayers of blessings and thank God for all the blessings that we receive from God. And also we share our burdens and concerns together that we can praise, lift them up to the throne of grace of God, trusting in God's promise that he will answer our prayers according to his time. So let us share our prayers of blessings and concerns. At the back of the bulletin, you will see in boxes some of the immediate prayer requests that we have listed there. Please pray for Harry Basur. You see his name there. He has been in the hospital since Wednesday with a kidney stone. He had they took the stone out, but it followed with a bad infection. So he is still in the hospital and very sick. And Hopefully they have a new antibiotic that started. It will help him. So please keep him in our prayers. And also Jan. And you all know that Jan is grieving at the death of her son. It happened a few weeks ago. Please keep her also in our prayers. Please continue to pray for Martha as she is proceeding with her chemo treatment this session. So please keep her in our prayers, and also Rich. Continue to pray for Guillermo. He is also online with Liliana, and he is looking good. I can see him, and we pray for you, Liliana and Guillermo, as a church. Please pray for him. Please pray for our service workers, our delivery clerks and trash workers, military, fire, police, and all those who work on a daily basis for our safety, our service. So please be thankful for their services, and also lift them and their families to God for their safety. Continue to pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many other leaders who make decisions on a daily basis. Pray that God will continue to give them the wisdom and the fear of God in their hearts when they make decisions. Let us pray for our church and our leaders of the church, particularly during this time as we are facing many issues, and also we are going to have an annual conference in June. Let us pray that the right decisions will be made there. And in 2024, in North Carolina, I believe in Charlotte, we will have the general conference. Is the world worldwide United Methodist will be gathering. That is when major decisions are made about our doctrines and our services and all that. So let us pray for all of these leaders, our conference leaders and our world leaders, that they will make the right decisions also, and God give them the wisdom to do the right things. Those are the announced the prayer requests that I have. Anybody else have anything special to call out? Prayer requests. If not, let us go to God in prayer. Spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then we will close with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. Scripture says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which exceeds all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of life, with all its joys and blessings that you shower upon us every day. Even when we had been unfaithful, your faithfulness was with us always. You give us everything we need for our godliness and our life. We thank you for covering us with your love and protection every day. Thank you again for being there and keeping us safe and our dear ones safe. We come before you with our burdens and concerns also, Lord, and we look up to you for our needs. Because you are the source of all good things and you desire only good for us. We need your presence and your comforting words at this time, Lord. Many of us are broken in many different ways. Many of us are broken in our bodies and in our souls and in our spirits, Lord. As the scripture says, even youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, Lord. We thank you for always being there, renewing our strength. When we are lonely, we come to you as our friend. When we go through sickness in our life, you become our physician, Lord. And you will give us comfort when we need peace in our lives. We thank you for all the time, for all the blessings that you shower upon us all the time. We lift up all those who need your healing at this time, particularly the ones that we have mentioned. We pray for Harry as he's in the hospital with his kidney stone removal and the infection that he has. We pray for your grace upon him and pray for the doctors and nurses to do the right things for him so that he can recover fully and go back home soon. Bless him with your peace. We pray for Jan also as she is also going through some grief time with the death of her son. Bless them together, Lord, as a family. We pray for your comforting presence and peace to be with them, Lord. We continue to pray for Martha. Be with her during this chemo session also. Strengthen her in her body and her spirit. Pray for Rich also. Bless them as a family. We pray for Guillermo and Liliana. We thank you for being with them. And thank you for having them the chance to join us online. Bless them, Lord. Especially Guillermo with your healing hand. And also pray for Liliana. She's caring for him to have peace and during this time. We pray for all those who are struggling with various sicknesses and problems in their lives, Lord. Bless them with your grace and healing. We pray for our nation, particularly our president and leaders of the Congress and many others who make decisions, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things and also the fear of God in their hearts. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and all those who serve us in different ways, Lord. We thank you for their services. And also we pray for their safety and their family's safety. We pray for the world leaders, particularly during this difficult times that the world is going through. We pray for peace, that they will make decisions that will bring peace to this world. We pray for our church and our leadership of the church as we are preparing for another annual conference in June. We pray for your grace upon the bishop and the leaders. And we pray for the worldwide church at large as they are preparing for the conference in 2024. Bless us as a church, Lord, as we look for direction from you. Guide us with the Holy Spirit that we will do the right things and be faithful to your ministry. We thank you for this church and this place that you have given us to gather here in your name and worship, Lord. We thank you for the opportunities that you give us, Lord. Help us to be faithful in using the opportunities, the time and the money and the gifts of witness and all the things that you give us faithfully so that it will bring blessing to this community and also to this world. We thank you for everything that you have given us. Bless us with your word today as we worship together. In all the singing, prayers and meditation of the word, we do bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please.
praised God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Let us pray. Scripture says, whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Because God gives us a heart to give and God gives us the blessings to give back to Him. And God loves a cheerful giver. Loving God, You are the source of all that we have and we are. We come before You with a portion of what You have given us, Lord. And we thank You for the manifold blessings You give us through money and opportunities and time in this world. We thank You for the health and joy and fellowship, and help us to understand that in Jesus Christ, You have given us more than we could ever deserve. Help us, Lord, to find joy as we give our prayers and presents and gifts and service. We thank You for those who were able to give joyfully, and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in Your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offering to share Your love to this world, in this community also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we remain standing, we will read the scripture. Which is taken from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. John 20, verses 19 through 23. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After He said this, He showed them His hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed, and they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins will be forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank You for the gift of Your word that You have given us to be power and life and spirit in us. Help us, Lord, to be humble before Your word and open our hearts and to be obedient before Your word. Open our hearts and minds so that we can receive Your word with humility. Illumine our souls so that we can understand the word in spirit, Lord. Help us, Lord, to follow Your word and command as we go from this place so that we can be powerful witnesses for You. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in Your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We will continue to celebrate the resurrection and the joy of resurrection along with the power of resurrection after the Resurrection Sunday that we celebrated last Sunday as Easter. This is the second Sunday of Easter. The church around the world continues to celebrate together with us. And here is Jesus after His resurrection coming and appearing before the apostles, who probably were hiding because of the fear of the Jews. This particular instance that Jesus appeared to them when they were in closed doors is listed in all the Gospels, and each Gospel writer has a little slightly different versions from each other. Most of them say the same thing, that Jesus appeared when they have gathered together in a closed room. And it says that they were actually locked the doors in fear of the Jewish leaders, as John describes it, and I read it earlier. Jesus came and stood among them without any notice. And the doors were locked, and here comes Jesus appearing in front of them. And first they thought it was a ghost, and we read that also in the other Gospels that they were afraid seeing him, because they thought all their hopes were gone, and even the body is not anywhere to be found. So they were afraid, they were grieving, they didn't know what to do about their future, so they were trying to be safe from the Jewish leaders and the government authorities at the time, to be safe somewhere, so they can hide. They hid some places and gathered together there. Here comes Jesus and giving them the first announcement that peace be with you. He did not come and ask them, why are you guys hiding? Why are you afraid? He did that when they were afraid in the boat and many other places. They did not exercise their faith during the ministry. But now, after his resurrection, he is not coming and giving them any chiding or anything, but he comes and gives them the announcement of peace be with you. That's what he tells them. And also, he gives them a mission after resurrection. So here we see several things happening. He came to a fearful and doubtful group of people who were even afraid to see him, and gives them peace. And also he gives them a mission, a purpose to go forward, not to be afraid and running away and back off from their ministry, but he gave them a laid out plan and a purpose that you should go forward and preach the gospel to all the people through the ends of the world. And then he also empowered them by the Holy Spirit, by giving them the Holy Spirit, by breathing on them. That's what we read in John's gospel today. So here we have, what we see here is that Jesus says, come to them to give them peace and also give them a purpose for their life, and also the power to carry on with the mission that he has given them. When God gives us peace, it may be even at the most uncertain times or unexpected times. When we sometimes get worried and afraid and go through various situations in our lives, worrying about what is going to happen next, and sometimes we think that God has gone away from us, he's not to be found anywhere. We have been following him so many years like the apostles did, and all of a sudden when everything changed in my life, God was nowhere to be found. Where is Jesus? Many times we find ourselves in those situations and we are afraid and we lock our doors that nobody would even come in. But remember that God and Jesus Christ is present everywhere. Even in the locked doors of your life, he will come and be with you. Even when you don't want, or you don't want anybody to come in and take care of anything, Jesus will come. The locked doors are not going to be a barrier for him. He will come inside. No matter what we are trying to do, no matter where we are, or we think everything is hopeless and we don't want to be in this world anymore, sometimes we think like that. And Jesus said, don't be afraid. I can come through any locked doors, any barriers that you think are blocking you, and any fears that you have, and I can give you peace. That's why he said, peace be with you. In John's gospel where we read, he says that twice. Peace be with you. And he appeared first. And again, when he said in verse 21, peace be with you, as he gave them the mission to go away, go out into the world and preach the gospel. So when God gives us peace, that peace will not be taken away by anybody, cannot be taken away by this world. No matter what happens, God's peace is everlasting. And God's peace will give us the eternal peace that we are looking for. God is there in the midst of our fears and our doubts. And Even when we have been unfaithful, like Peter denied Jesus 3 times, and the apostles ran away from him. But he did not go back into their past and say, hey, you all deserted me. Why did you do that? Or he didn't want to go back into the past and open up all the can of worms there. But he was giving them peace and a mission and a purpose to go forward. That's what God does. Many times when we find ourselves looking at our past and worry about our past and feel guilty about our past. But Jesus and God says the past is behind us. Move forward. So you have a blessed future in front of you that God has prepared for you, and a mission in front of you. So go forward. And that is the purpose that God gives us in the time when we find ourselves with no purpose in our lives. So God gives them the peace of God. And also, when you have the peace of God, you will have the peace with each other. That I have mentioned that many times. Without the peace of God in our hearts, first of all, we will not have peace with ourselves. When we don't have peace with ourselves, we will not have peace with others. Many times when we don't have peace with others, it's because we are not at peace with ourselves. We need to be ourselves at peace. And in order to do that, we have to have peace with God. That is what God provides. Your past is not going to be counted anymore. All your sins are forgiven. You are the people of resurrection now. And you receive the power of resurrection. And then the peace of God will come to your hearts that will give you peace with yourself. When you have peace with yourselves, you will find yourself having peace with others. Many times when we find ourselves in our churches, in our society, where we don't have peace with each other. We cannot get along with each other. We cannot agree on many things and fight each other. It happens in many churches even now. So because of the lack of peace with God is the reason why, that's the reason why we don't have peace with each other. God wants us to take up his mission after you take the peace with him, and the peace with yourself, and the peace with each other. The peace the Lord gives with peace with one another is that one that extends to others, even to our enemies, that will find a way to work out our differences and live at peace with each other, even with our enemies. When we go through internal conflicts in our churches, in our social gatherings, in our government, in our politics, it is the peace of God that we need. It is not the human peace that will never find lasting peace without the peace of God. And the peace of God gives us peace with each other, because the scripture says that he himself is our peace. He made all the groups into one and broke down the barrier of dividing walls. That's what the scripture says in Ephesians 2, written by Paul. God's peace can break down all the barriers, regardless of where we are finding ourselves in conflicts. And he also gives us a purpose in our life. He says that you ought to go and preach the gospel, and the gospel of the love of Jesus Christ to all the creation around the world. That is a great undertaking. For the people who have been following him, has never been outside of the country, as fishermen and tax collectors and many others who followed him, they never have been outside the country. And now Jesus is giving them a huge mission, asking them to go to the ends of the world and preach the gospel. They probably thought that how in the world is going to be possible? How do we get out of this country and go to the ends of the world and be witnesses for him? But that's why he gave him the power of the Holy Spirit. And because of the work of the gospel, because of the work of the apostles, who decided not to stay in Jerusalem or Judea, they went all around the country, around the world, and even Thomas the Apostle is believed to have come to India. That's what they believe. And that's why we are here. Many of those people who were converted during the time of his ministry there, and he was buried there, and they say his tomb is still in one place there. They have annual celebrations there every day for St. Thomas. So these ordinary people found themselves who were afraid and locked their doors, afraid of things happening around them, they don't have any purpose in their lives, found meaning and purpose when the risen Lord came and appeared to them and gave them peace. And also he gave them the power to go to the ends of the world and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and the love of Jesus Christ to this world. The purpose of the people who follow Jesus Christ, who believe in the resurrection of Christ is to follow the mission of Christ. When Jesus taught the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, we pray that prayer every Sunday here also, that thy kingdom come. Your kingdom come into this world as it is in heaven. That is what the mission of the Christians are. Christian is. As Jesus Christ says that as you have sent me into this world, I am sending them to this world. That's what Jesus said. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. As the Father has sent Jesus Christ to this world so that the kingdom of God will come to this world as it is in heaven. And that is our mission. So God has given us a mission, a purpose in our lives to move forward. And that is the purpose that we have to take on. Not to collectively, not only collectively, but also as individuals. Let us not lose sight of our purpose. Sometimes we can get distracted by many other things. The barriers that we have built around ourselves too. One of the books that I read recently says about a pastor. He himself wrote that how churches can get it and lose the purpose that God has given us. His name is Gibb Martin. He wrote a book called A Theology of Personal Ministry. And in that he says that when he was 27 years old, he was an alcoholic, a drug addict, and an atheist, nor believed in God. And he was always in the bar. And there was a guy who was working near the bar at that time called Charlie, who was a very ordinary worker, a blue-collar worker, who found this young man, very young man, unlike others who come to this bar every day, spending hours there. So Charlie decided to go and sit with him and talk to him in the bar several days. And eventually he talked about the love of Jesus Christ and the church that he goes to. And eventually Gibb Martin came to know Jesus Christ as his personal savior. But what happened to Charlie was very different. In his own church, his people started seeing Charlie going to the bar. So they thought that Charlie was into getting alcohol and other things that people didn't feel comfortable for Charlie to go there. So they started making a distance for him. Eventually he was not welcome to his own church. And several of them called him and told him about to change his pattern and living. Even though he never drank or he never had any bad problems like they thought, they did not like him going visiting the bar. But the mission, the ministry that he was given by the Holy Spirit was to go there and minister to this particular young man called Gibb Martin. Because of that, Gibb Martin gave his life to God and he became a pastor. He went to seminary, became a pastor, a big pastor of that served thousands of people in that community. And he wrote a book called A Theology of Personal Ministry. And he says in that book this incident about Charlie. The one who asked him to go to the same church, Charlie was now barred from his own church because he was preaching to somebody in the bar. So this is some of the barriers that we build ourselves about certain standards that we keep in our mind. The super spirituality that we build ourselves in. Those are the barriers that Jesus Christ broke through his resurrection. Say, go and break these barriers. Go into all the world, regardless of where you are. And he gives us the power to do it. The risen Savior gives us the power by the Holy Spirit to do this. And we read that Jesus Christ, the risen Christ, breathed on them the Holy Spirit. There are some conflicts or controversies about this because we all learn and understand that the Holy Spirit came on the Pentecost day. So they were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come. Jesus told him to do that. Then what happens here? Many scholars have different opinions about it, that Jesus breathed on them. But to me, the Spirit of God is always working us, work in this world. When Jesus gave the particular gift of the Holy Spirit on the Pentecost day, was through all the world. And there were people from around the world with nations, with races, multiple languages, and they were talking in many different languages. That is what the power of the Holy Spirit came on the world, including the Gentiles. Here I believe, as many authors say, that Jesus gave the Holy Spirit to be with the apostles so that they will be strengthened. Those 12 will be strengthened. Those 11 will be strengthened. Eventually, they also find another one and select another one to become 12. So they got, Jesus breathed on them the Spirit for the, just the 12 of them, and gave them the power to go and take up the Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit. It is like God breathing into the body of Adam when he created Adam. He breathed into him and gave his life. And also we read in the prophet Ezekiel's prophecy about the dry bones, where the wind came and blew on them and they became life, living bodies. So those are the understanding that I get from the breathing of Jesus to on his disciples, giving them the life and the Spirit and the power that they needed to go forward and witness for the kingdom of God in this world. God has given us Jesus Christ not to be resurrected and be ascended, but also to be with us as the Holy Spirit. He gives us the Holy Spirit to be with us, to strengthen us, and to be able to do his work around the world. He not only calls his people, but also he equips. He's not calling the equipped people. Like some of the billboards used to say before, we are looking for a few good men. You'll never find a few good men. Because God calls the ordinary and the bad people like you and me. And then he will clean us up and equip us for the greater mission that he has for us. God is giving us opportunities every day. Look around in our lives, simple opportunities to call somebody, to go and help somebody, to be a presence for somebody who is feeling lonely, or give him a comforting word over the phone, whatever time that we take. It is God's opportunity that gives us so that we can use the opportunities faithfully for the blessing of the world. I probably told you a simple story about a little girl who lived in Philadelphia. She was in a small housing project in a poor family, and she always looked through her window and finds that people were gathering in a church in Philadelphia, and they were all seemed to be very happy people. So she decided to go and visit this church one time. And on one Sunday, in the morning, she went to the parking lot and stood there so that somebody she thought would be taking her to the church. But people came and went, and nobody paid attention to this little girl who was standing in the corner. Finally, the pastor came by and then noticed this little child and asked her what she wanted, why she's there. And she said, "I wanted to be in church." So he took her to the Sunday school classes, and the Sunday school was so crowded there. He had to find a place for her somehow, squeezing her in. And the Sunday school teacher said, "Well, we don't have enough space here. We already are crowded. Ask her to come back next Sunday." The pastor was broken by that words, and he decided to keep her in the Sunday school, and they took her inside, and came on to attend the church regularly. And she became a regular attendee in Sunday school. And she became a very close friend with this pastor. And then one day she fell ill. And this poor family did not have any place to go. So the poor family called the pastor for help. And he went there and comforted them during that time. But went taken to the hospital, but she died. The pastor was very broken by the situation of that little girl's death, because the family also was very poor, so the pastor had to pay for the funeral arrangements and all the things that he had to do. So when they moved the body of this little girl, they found a little scratched notes, crumbled up notes in her pocket. And in that crumbled up paper package, that they opened it up, and there were 57 cents wrapped up in a paper which is scribbled in her handwriting, that this 57 cents that I have collected is to help build the church a bigger Sunday school room so that more people, more students can attend this Sunday school. That was the little note that they found. So the church was still growing, and many people started coming to the church, and the pastor was struck and touched by this message from this girl. And He knew that God has a mission for this church, more than what the church thinks. So he announced the story to the church this next Sunday and said, this is what happened to this little girl, and we got 57 cents. What are you going to do with this? And we have a fellowship hall and a Sunday school room that we need to expand. We need to take up this and start action on this. And on that Sunday, that particular Sunday when the pastor announced this in the church, there was a realtor sitting there. And he heard this challenge, and he decided to donate a piece of land to this church. And when they asked the trustee to come and look at this church, this particular plot of land from the church, they went and looked at it. It was one of the beautiful corners in Philadelphia. And they thought, you know, it would cost millions of dollars to buy it. So they thought there's no hope. They cannot buy that land. But that realtor called back and said, don't worry about the money. I will sell you that for 57 cents. And they, the church members heard this, and they bought the property. And because of that 57 cents that they were able to buy that land, the church gathered together and pulled up all the money that they could. And this story came in the Philadelphia Inquirer during that time. And many people started reading that and started donating money. They got $250,000. They bought the land. And the story goes, and you don't have to, I don't have to tell you, a lot of people pitched in, and they built a beautiful sanctuary and a Sunday school building. And if you go to Philadelphia now, you will see many institutions. If you know about Philadelphia, Temple University is one of them. And the Temple Baptist Church next to it is the church that I'm talking about. And my wife attended Temple University. It's a huge university. Thousands of students attend that university. And the pastor who actually took this girl in is Dr. Russell Cornwell, who actually wrote a book called Acres of Diamonds, describing this incident. So why I shared this story to you is that if you go there to Philadelphia, take a look at that Temple Church. There are like 3,000 or 4,000 people attend every Sunday. And the Temple University, over 20,000 students attend Temple University. And the Sunday school building, thousands and thousands of children are blessed in that community by that. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit that came to that little girl and the pastor, they took up that opportunity and spread the word. That's how God gives us opportunities. So please don't be afraid. There might be barriers. We might be locking doors, but Jesus will come still inside the doors, giving us the power and giving us a purpose to go move forward. No matter how we find ourselves difficult in our lives, there is a God, there is a Jesus who will comfort us and strengthen us for greater opportunities. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place and be a powerful witness for him in the days to come. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 419, I Am Thine, O Lord. If you are able, please stand. I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith, and a closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me near.
blessed Lord to the cross where God has done. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious pleading Son. Oh, the pure delight of a single Lord, that before thy throne I stand. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding Son. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding Son.
People of God, the risen Savior has equipped us for a greater mission beyond ourselves, to proclaim the gospel and the love of Jesus to everyone around the world. He has given us great peace and great purpose and great power by the Holy Spirit. So go in peace, knowing that He is going to be there with you, empowering you for the ministry and the mission that He has given us to do. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.